is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGincOH.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is SCORES, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From a music filled booster field here at Anna High School, I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. You can hear it in the background. It's noisy, it's loud.
My feet won't stop moving.
It's going to be a dancing kind of night here on this Friday evening, our second game in 2 days here on scoresbroadcast.com. As Anna entertains Brookville, it's a warm night. Should be a very good game. These two teams predominantly run the football, at least historically, but last week they combined for over 30 forward passes. Anna, in a bid to come from behind to beat Fenwick, lost 42-27. Brookville, in a bid to come from behind and knock off Tri-County North, did so, trailing 22-0, won at 26-22. Anna Rockets against Brookville tonight. These two teams playing in different regions of Division 5 this year. Chuck, believe it or not, an Elyria school is in the Brookville-Anna region, which canvasses part of southwestern Ohio, west central, northwest, and the north central part of the state as well.
Well, why wouldn't Elyria come down and play against Anna or Brookville? They're neighbors. It's a natural rivalry.
This game has been a good one. It's a rivalry which has really gelled. Nick Marino, fourth-year head coach at Anna, and Mike Hetrick, the son of the longtime, highly successful Versailles coach, Al Hetrick, is in year number 18 guiding the Brookville Blue Devils. As I mentioned, each team would like to run it, but both teams passed the ball pretty well last week. tremendous come-from-behind win by Brookville on the road against Tri-County North, down 22-0 halfway through the third quarter. Threw a forward pass from in excess of 10 yards out in the last minute of the game to win it. Meanwhile, Anna spotted Middletown Fenwick on the road, a two-touchdown lead, rallied, hung close, played Fenwick even the last three quarters. Fenwick much more experienced with, I think, 23, 24 seniors. Anna gave a very good account of itself. And the Rockets are hoping to improve from week one to week two, much like Sydney did, Chuck. Wow, what a turnaround by the Yellow Jackets. Getting thumped in the opener by St. Mary's, 35-7, rebounding last evening, having lost Bowser and Rogers to graduation. Off to Huntington Prep went Andre Gordon, and we saw more skilled players, I think, than three or four high school teams together could put on the field. Sydney is blessed with a lot of speed. Great comeback by head coach Adam Dungis, Sydney Yellow Jackets, who trailed in the fourth quarter last night.
Yeah, they've got a lot of speed, a lot of athletes. I think maybe I didn't see the first game. They turned it over five times. That's going to get you beat a lot.
Yep.
Last night they didn't turn it over at all. But when you got that kind of those kind of athletes, sometimes, and a couple of them are freshmen, where I saw in this against St. Mary's, the one young man that ran from the Wildcat didn't have a carry in that game. The other one had one.
Right.
Last night they probably combined for 15 carries and successful on all of them.
And early in the season, Chuck, when the weather is quite warm, and in fact, it's supposed to be throughout the whole month of September into October, that kind of depth will be a good thing for head coach Adam Dungis, Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Right, no doubt about it. The league is not great. They do and they go to Trotwood, which is going to be a tough one. But other than that,
right,
they could win every game on their schedule.
Anna High School band about set to take the field. And I'll tell you what, Chuck, the group I really feel for tonight, not so much the players, it's the band members. They've got three, four layers of garb on.
Yeah, I think I'd be marching in shorts and a T-shirt myself.
If they're green and white.
Yeah, of course.
Anna Rockets and Brookville Blue Devils meet here this evening in a game which is critical. It's a non-league contest, but I tell you what, Anna's got to have this game tonight, Chuck, in order to have a shot at the postseason. Brookville won last week. Brookville playing on the road here tonight could maybe falter, come on strong in its league, which is not nearly as potent as the MAC in which Anna plays. Rockets will have a difficult time at winning seven games in any year because of the fact that teams like Coldwater, Marion Local, and St. Henry, and Fort Recovery, and Minster are on the schedule virtually every single season.
Well, you have two and three state champions every year in different divisions out of the MAC. Anna cannot afford to go 0-2 non-league.
Right.
If they go 0-2 non-league, they will struggle to get a playoff berth this year. So this is honestly a must-win for them tonight.
We'll hear from fourth-year head coach Nick Marino in just a moment after I tell you here on ScorersBroadcast.com who our sponsors are this evening. We've got a whole list of them for you. So many thanks to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna on Shuey Drive. It's grown to include eight expanding divisions. That's Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi, Ohio. It will make your ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, along with the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. We'll run down our anchor underwriting sponsors in a moment. Let's hear from head coach Nick Marino of Anna. He talks about the quarterback situation. It's in good hands with young Bart Bixler at the helm.
Hey, Bart Bixler got his feet wet in 2017. Had a fine game in the opener against Fenwick last Friday night.
Yeah, he had a nice ball game. He's getting better, and our passing game's been improving, and he's doing a good job of getting the guys or commanding the huddle and getting guys up there on the ball and going.
got to feel good about the fact you have a fine running back returning in Riley Huelskamp.
Yeah, he's a good running back. He's a special player for us, and he's a good leader too. That's more important than anything is what he does leadership-wise for us on the field, and that's throughout the week as well.
Talk about your scrimmages preseason leading up to the Fenwick game. And how did things pan out for you against Fenwick? I know you gave up a lot of yards, most of them on the ground. So what do you shore up between Fenwick and Brookville as you get ready for the Blue Devils?
We got to play better run defenses. I mean, we're going to see that they're going to run the ball. That's what they do. We have to be more physical when we tackle. We can't have missed assignments. We can't have people not fit their hole when they're supposed to, because if you do that against them, they're going to bust long ones on us.
Nick Marino, head coach of Anna football, our guest before tonight's game between Anna and Brookville. Pretty good rivalry with Brookville. You've played them a number of times now. High-scoring contest. The ball moves up and down the field. This is a good barometer for your team.
Yeah, hopefully it's not too high-scoring. We want to play better defense. They're a good ball team. They're a good ball team, and obviously a challenge every year. They're good. They do something that's unique, I guess. You don't see teams that run their offense a whole lot anymore. So it's an offense that's hard to stop because it's different. And
yes.
And they do a good job as a coaching staff of preparing their team well.
A good combination of games 1 and 2 for you, in that Fenwick did push the ball up and down the field on the ground. And you've got to be better prepared against the Brookville run game this week.
Yeah, we got to play better defense. I mean, point blank. Last week that wasn't acceptable, and we got to get better.
Talk about returning linemen for you, offense, defense. I know you have a core coming back.
Yeah, our offensive line, we return three starters on the offensive line. Another guy that played on the offensive line has moved to another position for us. So you could say 4 out of 5 kind of return there. We got two guys that are in there that are new. Defensively, our center from last year is playing defense a little bit now as well, and he's doing a really good job.
Okay.
We also have a couple of those other offensive linemen are jumped over on the other side of the ball and playing defense as well.
How does Coach Marino describe his offense and his defense in terms of philosophy, the look?
Yeah.
Your base on defense is what?
We're a 4-2-5 defense or a 4-3 defense.
Okay.
We want to play solid run defense, so we got to improve that.
Yeah.
We want to stop the run first.
Mm-hmm.
Then offensively, we're a spread offense with a power running game with that, or a gap running scheme.
Yeah, who are your captains this year? Who are the leaders you are counting on to guide this club and point it in the right direction?
Senior Isaac Dodds is a two-way starter for us two-way starter and a three-year starter for us at center. So he's a captain for us. And then Riley Huelskamp is also a three-year starter or player, varsity letter winner, and he plays on both sides of the ball, running back and a safety. Mm-hmm. Those are our two guys that they do a really good job of leading on both sides of the ball. In addition to that, we have three other captains, Luke Cantrell, senior linebacker, Bart Bixler, quarterback, he's a junior, and Will Luthman, and he's a junior offensive and defensive lineman.
I remember Cantrell and Luthman last year, two outstanding players for you. Highlight the kicking game for the Rockets here in 2018.
Cam Stewart does our kicking for kickoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Anna's opening unit offensively, Bart Bixler, a junior, 5 feet, 11 inches tall, 160-pounder. Chuck, if he's 5'11", I'm 6'5", if he's 5'11".
Yeah. He plays like he's 5'11", though.
He sure does. He plays bigger than he is. He is a
They evidently picked up the flag.
Oh, they sure did. No marker, and that's a big break for the Anna Rockets.
Well, I'm thinking that must have been an illegal formation call because they allowed the play to get to snap, but then they counted and realized that they did have four in the backfield.
So the play was good for a dozen yards from the 37 down to the 25. Anna in business, opening possession of the game. Handoff on the play to Huelskamp. Huelskamp skips to the line of scrimmage, and then behind a blocker or two, nudges forward and squeezes out about 4 yards. Down to the 21 of Brookville. So it will be second down and six. Game not a minute old. Good start for the Anna Rockets. Here is Bixler. Inside handoff again. This time Yilskamp's met solidly, and he's driven back. He lost a couple.
Yeah, that was Gabe Starnes. He's a 6-foot, 190-pound linebacker, and he met him right in the hole, and he didn't budge an inch.
Chuck, early score from another game from Joe Neves.
Well, let's see. I got a couple. Troy leads Xenia 7-0. Pickwell leads Lima Senior 6-0, and Miami East leads Lehman 20-0 in the first quarter.
Third down, 6 yards to go now for Anna. Line of scrimmage just outside the 20-yard line of Brookville. Rockets flash three receivers to the wide side. Yilskamp in the backfield along with the quarterback Bixler, who gives it to Riley again. He dodges one tackler, not another. He's subdued just inside the 20 at the 19.
And again, it's Starnes.
Starnes was stunting.
he got a hold of his leg and did not let go.
Now, Rockets need every bit of 4 to 5 yards for a first down. It's fourth down. A field goal from this spot on the field would be about a 37, 38-yarder. Anna disdains that. Two receivers right, one to the left. Yilskamp now in motion to the right. Bixler looks that way. Flips it to him behind the line. He's got to make a few men mess. He does. He hurdles a guy down the right sideline. Yilskamp down inside the 15. Look at him go. He's got a lane to the end zone. Riley Yilskamp did it all. That's a classic case, Chuck, of getting your best speed burner into open space.
Absolutely. I mean, that is what we talk about all the time. It's a safe play. It's a long handoff. You get him in space. If he makes the first person miss, the defense is in trouble, and he did.
Fourth and four, Chuck, from what, the 18 or 19-yard line?
19-yard line. So it's a 19-yard touchdown pass.
Here is the extra point try by Cam Stewart of Anna. This to make it a 7-0 game. We played just over 2 minutes here in the opening period. Good snap from center. The kick, though, by Stewart is quite low, but it sneaks over the crossbar. You talk about an unartistic extra point, yeah. Which is good.
It counted. That's a point.
7-0 in favor of Anna. Yilskamp set it up with the long kickoff return, and then he winds up taking a flat pass in the backfield and scoring from 19 yards out. Rockets 7, Brookville nothing. 9:42 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We're at Booster Field in Anna, 7:30 kickoff tonight after a 7 o'clock start last night, Bell Fountain at Sydney. That game won by the Yellow Jackets with a fourth quarter score to pull it out, 31-28. Kickoff by Anna, a short one. Nestles on the ground at the 32. Brookville with a good return. Right back up the gut to the 50 and then some. It was Chase Dyer who gobbled up the short kickoff. It didn't get to one of the deep men. Instead, it was Dyer in the area of the 28 or 29, and then he ripped back up over the 50. Brookville starts on the Anna side of the 50, just like Anna began after a kickoff to start the game, on the Brookville side of the 50.
Well, we've had two real nice kickoff returns to start the game.
And this shapes up like it could be a fairly high-scoring contest. Each team would prefer to run. Both clubs, though, threw the ball pretty well last week in the opening game of the season. And the Brookville Blue Devils try to push the ball outside and left tackle. It's Ben Brophy, the fullback, a 5'10", 210-pounder. And he's yanked to the ground by Will Luthman, who had 8 tackles a week ago. He's got the first one of the night here on a play from scrimmage for Anna's D. a yard gain, second and nine, Brookville.
Well, we call the name Luthman quite a bit when we do Anna football, that's for sure.
Matt Mason over the ball at center for Brookville. Grant Mellon, Evan Kaminsky, the guards. Chase Davis, Michael Lauver, the tackles. And here's Brookville throwing the football. Stout hits the receiver at the 36-yard line. Wide out, Braden Moore, a 6'2", 195-pounder, curled in front of the cornerback for Anna and snared it at the 38, fell forward to the 36. First and 10, Brookville.
That was a nice, strong arm right there. That was pretty impressive.
Stout with a stout arm.
Stout with a stout.
And we got two tight ends employed now by the Blue Devils. Full house backfield, man in motion. Quarterback Stout gives the ball into the tummy of the ball carrier, who is piled up at the 34. Brophy bulldozed his way for a couple. Second down and eight, as we call Luthman's name once again.
Yeah, he does a great job. He is always in on the play. If he's not making the tackle, he's assisting.
More than likely, it will be the Ben Brophy, Ben Smith show for Brookville on the ground, as head coach Mike Hetrick highlighted in our pregame conversation.
Well, he's like a baby shark.
Two receivers left, two to the right. Stout, a three-step drop. It's a slant pattern. Caught far side of the field with the hash mark. A beauty for the Anna Rockets at quarterback. But he looks like a seasoned veteran. Are we experiencing some technical difficulties?
I think we may be back now. Yeah, we disconnected for some strange reason. I like to take credit for it when I mess up, but that time I don't think I did anything.
Our hotspot gave out for a short time.
Yeah, it quit on us. Maybe it's hot.
We have resumed to action. The Anna Rockets with possession on the Brookville side of the 50. Anna's second possession of this game. Rockets scored on their first. Blue Devils scored on their first. And on this running play, the Rockets take it around left end down inside the 20 of Brookville. Another first down, 10 yards to go for Anna. Hulskamp in the offensive backfield, 5 yards behind the line. Has Hulskamp alongside him, and Riley gets the nod. He weaves outside right tackle, cuts it back toward the middle, beyond the linebackers of Brookville. He spilled down inside the 10. Anna's offensive line, Chuck, is doing superb work up front.
Yeah, there's plenty of holes for him to run through, that's for sure.
Isaac Dodds at center leads the way. The guards, Braden Farley and Will Luthman, boy, they are mighty strong as well. And Anna's dominated the interior offensively from guard to guard in running the football. And Hulskamp's had his way. Second down and 5 for Anna. Line of scrimmage just outside the 10 of Brookville. Here's the fake to Hulskamp. Bixler's going to run all the way. It's a quarterback draw. He dances over the line of scrimmage and twists his way down about the 6 or 7. Boy, it looks like Bart Bixler had a full season under his belt a year ago. He's got so much composure out there.
Well, yeah, he basketball season, he just really came on. And he became a spark plug for a real good season that the Anna Rockets had in basketball.
Bixler displaying so much composure at the helm. Gives it to Hulskamp, outside right tackle. He slants down near the goal line. He leans into the end zone for the touchdown. From 7 yards out at Hulskamp, each team moving the football up and down the field with relative ease. And we have played less than 9 minutes in this game, and Anna leads 13-6 over Brookville, which missed its initial extra point try. And now Anna will try to go up by 8. The converted PAT by Cam Stewart the first time around for the Rockets was not a pretty one, but it did sneak up and over the crossbar. This one is deflected, and it curves off to the right. It's no good. Anna's lead remains 7. Rockets 13. Brookville Blue Devils 6 on scores.broadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
Anna Rockets, after their second touchdown of this game, kick it off. It is Stewart. Booming one. Line drive to the Brookville 11. It's returned 22 yards back out to the 33. The ball brought back upfield by the Blue Devils' Hayden Sherritt, one of the deep men, a 5'10", 155-pound senior. And Brookville, trailing 13-6, gets the ball back. Each team's had the ball offensively, Anna twice, Brookville once, and all three possessions in this game have resulted in offensive scores. We're down near the three-minute mark late in the first. Brookville to the line of scrimmage. Stout under center now, not in the spread. Two tight ends. He retreats to throw. Hits a man on the run up at the 40. It's caught, and the receiver bulldozes ahead to the 47. Boy, do I like the look of this pass-run offense for Brookville. The Blue Devils know what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed. And I know Tri-County North, I know they had a nice season last year. I don't know what they got back. But to come back from 22 points down late in the third quarter, they had to give them a lot of confidence, especially offensively.
And on the road as well. First two games for Brookville away from home this year. Again, a couple of tight ends. Stout, the quarterback, gives it to a man coming across the formation, and he skirts the corner. He's got the edge. 10 yards, 15 yards into Anna territory at the 40.
I'll tell you what, he did such a nice job. They had the angle on him that should have been stopped at the line of scrimmage. He gave him a little, gave him a leg, pulled it back, and turned on the speed. That was a nice run.
Ben Smith with those fast-moving legs. He curled his way around the corner, got out on the edge of Anna's defense, and scurried down the sideline to the 40. First and 10, Brookville. 2:32 left first quarter, 13-6 Anna. And here is a straight fullback plunge right up the middle, netting two. Second down, 8 for the Blue Devils.
As Luke Cantrell met that right in the hole.
We near the two-minute mark late in the first. As I mentioned a moment ago, each team scoring on its possession so far. Anna received the opening kickoff. Had a standout return by Riley Huelskamp. In fact, Anna set up shop on its first possession on Brookville's side of the 50. Here is a sweep around left end. It's a counter, and the ball carrier is upended at the 34. Jack Myers from his wingback spot. And he nudged it downfield for three or four more. Brookville needs four here on third down. More than likely four down territory for the Blue Devils at the Anna 34 with 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Anna in the lead by six.
This is for the older fans out there, but that's a Brian Bashnagel play right there.
That was. Or I should say Anna in the lead by seven. Near movement up front, but both teams. Brookville runs it over right guard. Nothing doing. Anna stands it up at the line of scrimmage. And let's give credit where it's due to Will Luthman.
And Luke Dye was there, too. The two of them just crushed that play.
Those two young men for the Rockets would not budge. And Brookville's got a fourth and four with a minute to go here in the first quarter. Trailing Anna 13-6. Line of scrimmage is the Rockets' 33.5-yard line.
Well, Mississippi State back in the day had the Land Sharks. I think possibly we've got Anna. Maybe they got the Baby Sharks.
Again, two tights. I would expect the quarterback to throw it. He fakes in the offensive backfield, rolls out to the right, and hits a receiver around his knees on the dead run at the 24-yard line. Well done by Brookville. Coming out of the backfield to haul it in was Ben Smith. He can run it. He can catch it. He's got good legs, good hands, and he's a man Anna's going to have to key on in this game. A huge fourth down conversion by the Blue Devils. Anna takes a timeout. Half minute to go, first quarter. Brookville driving down 7, 13-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Well, my wife, Chuck, Karen, is hearing us loud and clear. She is down at the new Miamisburg Football Stadium as Miamisburg is hosting Olin Tangi in a game that's 10-7 after a quarter. We may have had a short-lived glitch with our Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we were off. I got people in Pickville listening, Chelsea and Rick, and they said we're back on and it's strong again.
How long were we off on?
Oh, probably about 30, 40 seconds.
Okay. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage with a first and 10. Here's an end sweep to the right. It's Smith. He cuts it back on the near hash, and he chugs down inside the 20 to near the 16. Boy, I love this 1-2 punch Brookville's got. Ben Brophy, Ben Smith. Each one's got power and strength, plus some quickness. Well, these two defenses will have to grow up in a hurry tonight, Chuck. It may take six touchdowns to win this game.
It's possible. I mean, I'm not sure the Sharks are going to be able to handle it tonight.
First quarter comes to a close. We've got a good one here from Anna's Booster Field tonight, just like we had a fine game last year from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, won by Sydney over Bell Fountain, 31-28. Here this evening, a seven-point game. Anna in front after one, but Brookville threatening to knock the score on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie at Booster Field in Anna. We start play in the second quarter. Brookville's final play of the first period was a 9-yard run to set up second down and one from the Anna 15. The first play of the second quarter is no gain.
Yeah, so they did Brookville a good job of stuffing them.
A third and one for the Blue Devils. Crucial play coming up. Half minute into period number two. 13-6 in favor of Anna. Slot to the left. Couple tight ends for the Blue Devils. Two backs behind Stout. The quarterback under center gives it to the second man through. He pops ahead for about seven. He's got the first down. 7 yards for number seven, Brophy. Goal to go for Brookville inside the 10 of Anna.
Covington leads Minster, or Minster now leaves Covington 7-6 in the first quarter.
Okay. Minster up a point. Covington is Fort Loramie's opponent next Friday night in a game that more than likely we will cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. Goal to go, Brookville from the Anna 8. Stout gives it to Smith, and he burrows ahead for a couple or three near the 5. Second and goal for Brookville. Several green shirts for Anna in there on the hit. In fact, one Anna player did not get up. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Iowa District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. This gives us the opportunity early on second quarter with Anna leading by 7. Brookville, though, is threatening to talk about Barker Insurance, located just north of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. That's 9040 North County Road 25A, the home of Barker Insurance, which for many years now has been termed by the Sydney Daily News as the number one most valued agency in the area, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, just to name a few. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Unidentified player for Anna helped off to the field, helped off to the side of the field, putting very little weight on one of the two legs.
Troy and Xenia tied 7-7 in the second quarter, and Versailles leads Delphus Jefferson 13-0 in the second quarter.
So Anna with a substitution at the linebacking spot as Brookville prepares for a second and goal from the Anna 6. Blue Devils featuring two tight ends again, a back alongside the quarterback Stout, and a man in motion gets the handoff, and he's belted immediately back at the 13. Myers carried it. Luthman threw a shoulder into him and leveled him right now for a loss of about 6.
It looked like he might have been in the Brookville huddle that time because he was standing there waiting for the play to come to him.
I think Luthman had a blue jersey on, sneaked into the huddle. He found out what was being called. Well, the new line of scrimmage is the 10. It's not outside it. Goal to go, Brookville from the 10. Now, it's this part of the field where Brookville scored a game-winning touchdown with a forward pass last week. Trailing Tri-County North in the final 60 seconds. Blue Devils went up top. Stout through to the end zone. And Brookville came away with a nice come-from-behind 26-22 season-opening triumph on the road.
Well, they need to stay away from Luthman running the ball, that's for sure. I think we might see a throw this time.
Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. Here's Stout, deep in the pocket of the 17. He runs out of trouble. He's way back at the 20. He's at the near sideline. No room to go. Heaves it toward the end zone belatedly, and it's picked off. Intercepted Anna. It's a touchback. An unwise throw by Stout of Brookville. He simply should have thrown it away or eaten the football. He could have tossed it out of bounds over the head of everybody. But that is a big interception by the Anna Rockets, Chuck. Wow, what a pickoff. Number 12 got it.
I can't see that. Jeffrey Richards.
Jeffrey Richards on the interception. He's one of the two men back on kickoff returns for Anna. And he was right in front of Brookville's intended receiver, wideout Braden Moore. And the quarterback Stout for Brookville wound up throwing the ball right to Richards of Anna.
Not a wise choice. You go ahead and throw that away and give yourself another chance on fourth down.
And that's the first possession of this game, Chuck, that does not wind up in a touchdown.
All right. Rockets can get a little breathing room now. I mean, they got the ball at the 20.
First and 10 Rockets own 20-yard line. Just over 2 minutes gone here in quarter number 2. Here's Bixler rolling out to the right. He's at the near sideline. He looks downfield, wants to heave it. No one open. and he makes a good decision. He just drives the ball right out of bounds into the Brookville bench after rambling for about five. Clock stops, 9:47 left to go, second quarter, and a 13, Brookville 6.
Second down and five, Rockets, number 25.
Uelskamp is behind the quarterback for Anna Bixler. Offensive line for the Rockets has done a stellar job so far. Wideouts, Isaac Leininger is one of them. And here's Anna with a forward pass. Yes! It is Jeffrey Richards on the quick look in. He catches at the 33, and he darts up ahead to the 38. Bixler proving, Chuck, he can hand it off, he can run it, and he can throw the football as well.
I like that these are nice, safe plays. They're throwing it out into the flat and letting their athletes take care of the ball.
Rockets to the line of scrimmage, three receivers to the wide side. 9:26 left here in the second quarter. Anna tries to run it. Look at Bixler. Bob and weave. Stays on his feet. Springs to the outside. Look at him go. The mighty might. 5'11 Bart Bixler in the program. Maybe more like 5'8 or 9. He's all the way up to the 50. Of course, I'm sure he'll differ with me and say he's 6'2".
He plays like he is. That was a... I don't know how he got out of the traffic in the backfield in the first place. And the only thing that stopped him was there's a sideline.
At the 49 of the Blue Devils, first and 10 for the Rockets, who lead 13-6, 3 minutes gone here in quarter number two. Again, that offensive line for Anna doing a stellar job. Billing is at a tackle. He's done yeoman's work so far. Isaac Dodds at center. Here's Bixler stepping to the right, fakes the pitch out and keeps. And he flies right up the middle of the field, a burst of about eight. Bart Bixler, Chuck, is one heck of a little athlete.
Yeah, he is a heck of an athlete. Like I said, he really came in and helped turn the basketball season around. They had a great basketball season last year. He was a big part of it.
8 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Anna 13, Brookville 6. Second down, a yard and a half for Anna. And Bixler gives it right up the gut to the ball carrier, who is met solidly at the point of attack. He might even have lost a half yard or yard.
That was Richards.
Third down and a yard and a half, close to two to go for a first down for Anna. Might be four down territory. Two receivers to the right. Bixler now looks at his bench on the far side of the field here at Anna's Booster Stadium. Lines are down. Rockets need close to two for a first down. Bixler keeps. He cuts it back at the line of scrimmage and stretches out to the Brookville 38. I think he's got the first down with about 2 or 3 feet to spare. Yep, move the chains. 13-6, Anna, Rockets driving. Anna scored on its first two possessions, trying to make it three in a row. Rockets have a couple receivers to the near side. Bixler's got Uelskamp staggered behind him, and Uelskamp gets the nod, meets resistance at the line of scrimmage, then breaks free. He's beyond the linebackers into the secondary. Look at the slippery Riley Uelskamp go.
Wow.
He won't be stopped. He's off to the races. Gone. A touchdown. Riley Uelskamp scampers 37 for the score, and the Rockets are in the lead 19-6.
Yeah, he just spun three different times in the middle of the line that time, and they could not get a hold of him to pull him down.
Wow. Riley Uelskamp, like a magician, Chuck, wouldn't go down. Maybe it's the perspiration all over his body that made him so slippery.
He's kind of Barry Sanders-ish on that play.
Yes, Brookville simply could not grab a hold of Uelskamp for very long as he broke four or five tackles, made a few more miss. Here's the extra point try by Cam Stewart of Anna. It's a low line drive kick. It's up above the crossbar by about 6 feet down the middle, and you can count it. Rockets 2 of 3 in the extra point department in this game. Brookville missed its one try. So Anna's lead is 14, 20 to 6, 7.5 to go here in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Anna Rockets with a 2-touchdown lead, but Chuck, the way Brookville has moved the football in its initial 2 possessions, this game is far from over. A 2-score lead in this contest tonight, not secure one bit.
Well, this is, they're getting right back where they want them. They want to be down 22 in the third quarter.
At Brookville, trailed Tri-County North last week, 22-0 in the second half of the game before rallying to win 26-22. Chase Dyer returns the kickoff by Brookville from the 12-yard line back out to the 38, a 26-yard dash, and the Blue Devils have it first and 10, short of their own 40, with just over 4 minutes gone here in the second period. Chuck, we've got a lot of this first half yet to be played. Already we've chalked up 4 touchdowns.
And I got to go back to work after this, so it's going to be a long night.
Oh, boy. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. Brookville has mixed in the forward pass with the run quite effectively. Brookville's second drive was halted as a result of an interception by Anna in the end zone. Here's a power sweep to the left. The ball is shaken loose by Anna. It's on the ground. It's at the line of scrimmage. Who's got it? Myers coughed it up. The official steps in right away and signals Anna's got the football. Turnover, Blue Devils. Myers had the ball raked out of his grasp. Anna on the recovery. Richards for Anna, credited with stripping the football. And who plopped on it for Anna, Chuck? I'm not sure.
I didn't see. I tell you what, Brookville had it, and he got it ripped right out of his hand. Somebody from Anna was stronger. That's why they got the ball.
Richards either stripped it or recovered it or both. Nonetheless, standout defensive play by Anna, which has forced 2 takeaways here in this second quarter of the game. And Anna now in business outside the Brookville 35 with 7:19 to go in the second quarter, leading 20-6. Here's Bixler back to pass. He wants to strike right now after the mistake by Brookville. It's an out pattern thrown down in the vicinity of the 30-yard line. Catch made by the receiver, Leininger, coming back toward the line of scrimmage. He spun around and dropped. Bixler threw it from the far hash mark to the near side of the field. It was a strong throw. The play winds up netting about 6.5, close to 7. Second down, less than 4 for Anna. Bixler takes the snap, gives it right up the middle of the ball carrier, who surges inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. Jeffrey Richards carved out about 5 or 6. I said Richards, number 12, and I should have said Hayden Davies, the junior, 5'9", 160-pounder, first and 10 Rockets. His knee touchdown at the 26. That's where Anna has it, first and 10. 6:31 to go in the second quarter. Anna 20, Brookville 6. Here's Bixler taking the snap. He looks right, fires, batted down by the Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. 2 Brookville players in there. A piece of that pass was gotten by Sadler Henson. Also in on the play for Brookville was Grant Mellon, nearly an interception behind the line of scrimmage as Brookville got penetration against Bixler, the thrower. Second down and 10 for Anna. Line of scrimmage outside the 25 of Brookville. Rockets have got trips, 3 receivers to the left. Bixler comes right, though. Toss sweep to Yulskamp. Not much real estate here, and he's punched out of bounds after gaining a couple. It'll be second down at least, or I should say third down, at least 8 for Anna. We're near the halfway mark of this second quarter. Anna up 14, 20-6. Muleskamp did manage to get 4, second down and 6 yards to go, or I should say third down and 6 yards to go, at the Brookville 21. I don't think there will be any field goals at the end of this drive. Anna in 4 no. down territory. Muleskamp in motion to the left. Bixler fakes a pass to him, and Bart keeps, and he zips right up the middle. He's got a half dozen yards or more. Looks like he's got the first down. Quick hitting play by the quarterback, Bixler. Anna's offensive line, Chuck, has been dominating.
Doing a nice job. I mean, they're playing really well, and they got beat by a really good Middletown-Fenwick team last week.
Anthony Billing, Dylan Steinke, Ellinger, the tackles, Braden Farley at a guard, Isaac Dodds at center, the other guard, Will Lufman, and here is Muleskamp again on first down and 10 from just outside the 13-yard line. And Muleskamp manages to angle his way down inside the 5, very close to a first down. I think it's a goal-to-go situation.
Yeah, first and goal from the 4. Big Ten score, Utah State leads Michigan State 14-13 in the second quarter.
Rockets have the ball on the far hash inside the 5 of Brookville, leading 20-6 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here is Bixler dealing Muleskamp, meets resistance down around the 2. That's where he stood up. Tell you what, Chuck, Brookville has moved the ball, but the Blue Devils have committed 2 costly turnovers to turn this game around.
Yeah, I mean, without the 2 turnovers, it's probably a still tight game.
And Anna's trying to take advantage. Here's Bixler. Here's the ball carrier. Right guard. Muleskamp squeezes into the end zone for 6 more. Bixler fed it to Muleskamp. It was Muleskamp on the touchdown romp. And Anna's up 26-6 with 4.5 to go here in the second quarter of this game. Chuck, this is why the Anna Rockets were able to score 27 points against the powerful Middletown-Fenwick team last week. Anna's offense on display once again here tonight. Cam Stewart's extra point try, much better looking than the 2 earlier makes. This one's got some loft to it. It's right down Main Street, and Anna's up 27-6. 4.5 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy and Tip City, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. And here's a brilliant kickoff return by Brookville, hauled in at the 12, and on the far side of the gridiron, the return man carves out space beyond the hash mark, inside the boundary, right in front of the Anna bench, all the way back out to the 50. Another Anna player shaken up. Rockets lost one earlier to a lower leg injury. Good return there by Brookville. Nicely done by Hayden Sherritt. He's a good return man. As he powered his way, broke a few tackles around the 35. And he hustled all the way to the midfield stripe. Good field position for Brookville, which is behind 27-6 with 4:28 to go here in the second quarter. Anna scored first, went up 7-0. Brookville retaliated to make it 7-6. Then Anna got six to go up 13-6 and has since added 14 more. Brookville's had the game's two turnovers. A power sweep to the left and plenty of running room. And Brookville charges down the field to the Anna 42.
I think it's imperative that Brookville scores on this possession.
Jack Myers bolted around left end, second down and a yard for Brookville. Give Myers nine to the Anna 41. 4 minutes left here in the second quarter. Anna leads 27-6. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. Two tight ends, a slot right. Under center, Stout, the quarterback, gives it to the ball carrier, who is pushed ahead to the 38. He's got the first down. Brophy picks it up, first and 10 for Brookville. Offensive line for the Blue Devils, Matt Mason at center, 6 foot, 230-pound senior. Evan Kaminsky, Grant Mellon at the guards. Kaminsky, 6'1", 225, a senior. Mellon, 5'11", 275, a junior. Chase Davis, Michael Lauver, the tackles. Three minutes and 38 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Rolling right, Brookville's quarterback, Stout, throws it on one bounce inside the 30 to the 29-yard line.
I think they're going to count.
It's ruled a first down for the Blue Devils, who are in business inside the 30 of Anna. Well, a technical glitch. We apologize. May have been off the air there for a play or two. The Brookville Blue Devils, we were off the air, unfortunately, here on the web.
No, we're good. We didn't go away.
We did not go away?
For some reason, that went away. But
oh, we remained on. Brookville just completed a pass down to the Anna 32-yard line with 2.5 to go here in the second quarter. And Brookville trailing 27-6. Oh, here's a slant pattern and a leaping catch. A beauty. Daniel Dominique outside the 10 of Anna soared into the air. That's the catch of the game. The 6-foot sophomore went way up high for it. Picture perfect stab at the 12-yard line of Anna. Brookville threatening seriously now. 2:26 to go in the second quarter. Anna leads at 27-6. Here comes Brookville up to the line of scrimmage. Blue Devils can get right back in the hunt with a touchdown here. Keep in mind, Brookville would receive the second half kickoff. Snap back to Stout, deep pocket, slant pattern, ill-advised throw through the hands of an Anna defender and caught by Brookville in the end zone for a touchdown. Looked like it might have been picked, but instead, Brookville makes the reception for six. And it's 27-12.
We're off, and I don't know what the heck's going on. Why does it keep disappearing?
But we are on.
No, we're disconnected. Keep saying connecting and connecting. I'm going to disconnect. I'm going to get out. And then I'm going to get back in. It's never done this ever. Something's blocking us. We cannot get on. Six, three, let's win. Six, three, let's win. I don't know. No, we're not. We got five bars, and it's not. No, we're not connected. It keeps doing connecting. Connected there.
Picks up 16 yards on the return.
I don't know what's going on. Ask Jody if she can hear us now, because if she can hear us, I don't understand it, because it doesn't say we're connected.
Well, this is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We have experienced some sort of a laptop malfunction or MiFi hotspot malfunction. The cues in front of us on the screen are telling us that we are not connecting with our listening audience, although we have heard from a listener or two in the last several minutes that we are on. And Jody Sager just tells us that she can hear us. That was a message at 8:25, just a moment or so ago. We thank you so much.
Jody, you're not sitting right in front of us, are you? You're actually hearing us on the Internet.
Because, Chuck, you're observing something that says we're not on.
It keeps saying we're disconnected, connecting in. I don't know what that means. It's never done this before.
No, it continues to tell us on the screen, trying to connect. We've never seen it respond like that. To give you an update, the Brookville Blue Devils completed a touchdown pass, kicked the extra point to make it a 27-13 game with a minute 38 left to go here in the first half. Anna rockets to the line of scrimmage from the 43. We just got a response from her. She said, No, Chuck, I'm not right in front of you at the stadium. I'm at home.
You got knowing Jody, I wasn't sure.
And she is listening, even though we are getting a first-time-ever bizarre reaction from her laptop.
Everything disappeared out of nowhere, nothing being touched. It came back. It's doing this, but I don't know what the deal is. But, hey.
Well, if you can stay in touch with us, Jody, for the next 1 hour, to the conclusion of this game, we'd appreciate it. Anna has worked the ball over the 50 to the Brookville 45, and on a first down swing pass, it's caught in the flat and run down to the 41 of the Blue Devils. Forward progress to the 40. Hulskamp on the receiving end. Anna with the lead, 27-13. High scoring tilt here at Booster Field tonight. We're late in the second quarter. Bixler rolled out left, wants to throw a down and out, can't, elects to keep. And he surges downfield inside the 35 to the 33. It's another first down for Anna. Six touchdowns in this game. The key differences, the two takeaways by Anna. One, a forward pass thrown by Brookville, picked off by the Rockets in the end zone. First and 10, Anna inside the 35 of the Blue Devils. Here is Bixler to throw. Good defense by Brookville, which surrounds him and sacks him for a yard loss. Bixler wanted to deliver it, couldn't, held on to it. He clung to the ball securely. Brookville thumped him for a loss. Timeout called Anna. It will be second down, 11 to go for the Rockets from the 35-and-a-half of Brookville when play resumes. 52 ticks to go here in the second period. We'll take a break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website. website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Thank you, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney, Route 47 west of I-75. Great Labor Day prices, extended Labor Day hours. Take advantage of Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, goffneyfurniture.com. Anna rockets to the line of scrimmage at the Brookville 35. Darkness has settled in for good here at Anna's Booster Field, having cooled down the temperature every bit of 8 or 10 degrees. There is no wind. Anna moving from north to south as we look out over the Brookville cheering section from the west side press box. Here is Bixler rolling right. It's a draw play to Uhlskamp, and he's drilled behind the line at the 39. He lost four. Third and 14 for Anna. 42 seconds left. Late second quarter. Rockets one timeout remaining. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Third and plenty. Bixler rolling out right. Will he keep or throw? Loops it downfield. Here is a spinning attempt by the receiver. It's in his hands and out. He was smacked hard. Wow. Did Richards take a pop? Let's see what has been called. It wasn't pass interference.
Ineligible downfield.
Ineligible man downfield against Anna. That makes sense.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that was a hit.
Yeah, it sure was. And Richards is going to have to take a breather. He's got halftime coming up, thank goodness. He runs to the far side for Anna after being belted right in the midsection. Ball came out. Gain would have been good for about seven. Would not have been a first down.
They're going to decline it. It's going to be fourth down.
Fourth and 14 or 15 yards to go for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the Brookville 38-yard line. 28 seconds to go in period number two with Anna in the lead, 27-13. We're hearing from several people now who say we still sound good.
That's different. It must be better if we sound
here
good.
Here is Bixler back to throw. He's going to run with it. Breaks contain. Makes a man miss. Another man dives at his feet. Bixler romps down the far sideline inside the 30, short of a first down. He did not make it. Brookville will take over the football with 21 seconds to go in the second quarter. Blue Devils will get the ball to start the third. Anna leads 27-13. We apologize for what we thought was a technical glitch middle of the second quarter, which really may not have been happening. But the screen has fooled us.
Yeah, it's still saying we're not connected.
Yeah, our laptop computer screen continues to say connecting, 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 which usually means we're not quite connected. And Brookville goes to one knee. That'll end the first half. Boy, a lot of points. Both teams moved it up and down the field. Like last night's 31-28 Sydney win over Bell Fountain. A lot of scoring again this evening. 27-13 Anna over Brookville at the halftime break. The differences in this game, two takeaways by Anna. Brookville turned it over a couple times, once on a forward pass in the end zone. 40 points have been scored. A lot of offense tonight. Fun to be a part of it. Glad you are enjoying it. Stay with us. Anna up at halftime over Brookville, 27-13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Mark. Markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Booster Field in Anna, the home of the Rockets, who lead the Brookville Blue Devils 27-13 at the half. It has been an extremely entertaining first two quarters of this game. So many thanks to our grand underwriting anchor sponsors, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, good first half for the Anna Rockets. Anna with a good kickoff return to start the game. That was a fine omen. Excellent field position. Huelskamp on a run at the end of the first drive for a touchdown. Brookville came back and punched it in, aided by good field position. Another outstanding kickoff return. Brookville did miss that initial extra point. Brookville turned it over twice, and as a result, Anna is up by two scores at halftime, 27-13. Each team mixing it up well, running and passing.
Yeah, both teams are. I mean, when I was thinking we were off the air, I lost track of keeping stats, so my stats are not accurate at all. But Anna's got to be, from what I have, plus what they did after that point, they've got to be over 200 yards passing and running.
Yep.
And Brookville, on the other hand, they've thrown the ball really well. They've thrown the ball. They've completed every one but one pass. They ran the ball. Anna's got more yards. And the difference, like you said, in the game is the two turnovers. Without those two turnovers, I think we might be tied.
Exactly. Anna Rockets quite impressive through the first two quarters of this game. That's a grand total of 8 touchdowns by Anna, Chuck, in 6 quarters of high school football here to start out the 2018 season. That's remarkable.
Yeah, it's a tough start to the season for them schedule-wise, and this is going to give them a lot of confidence. And then they get into the MAC, which is a monster every year. So, but this is good for them, and we're seeing good things out. I think Bixler is going to be a good quarterback. I mean, I think he's a good quarterback now. He might even surpass the good part of that. And Huelskamp is just outstanding.
Yeah, Bart is so versatile and displays so much composure. Got a little playing time last year at quarterback for Travis Meyer. Bart ran the show probably the equivalent of, 3 to 4 games maybe, when you sum up all the quarters and parts of games. But he is composed. He's a tough cookie. And he shows up, as I mentioned, in the program at 5'11". Don't think he's nearly that big. He plays like he's 6'2 or 6'3". Anna's offensive line has some experience, and it has been the key to this game so far. Let's give credit where it's due. Braden Farley at a guard. Will Luthman at a guard. Luthman's been rock solid on defense once again this week. Anthony Billing at an offensive tackle spot for the Anna Rockets. He has been super so far. Dylan Steinke-Ellinger as well. And the offensive center, Isaac Dodds. That unit of 5 up front by Anna has paved the way for Bixler and Huelskamp to run the ball. Occasionally, an additional player has toted it for Anna, and Bixler's been given time to throw.
Yeah, he does a nice job. I mean, he's such a threat back there that if he does a good job of seeing when the play is not developing, and he pulls it down and gets yardage, and that's impressive.
Right. Our halftime report being brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Anna Rockets in the lead over Brookville by a score of 27-13. Stay tuned, by the way. Kelly Barhorst-Zumberger is our halftime guest just around the corner in a few minutes. Looking forward to it. 14-point lead and at the break, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Anna's Booster Field, and a band on the field at the moment as the Rockets lead Brookville by a score of 27-13. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, another one of our halftime sponsors. LaCal has been online with us since our start here on scoresbroadcast.com in 2007. And at the half of each basketball and football game, LaCal Equipment salutes our outstanding student athletes during the basketball season. We highlight cheerleaders just as we do in football, and the Anna Rocket cheerleaders include Paige Witkorowski, Isaiah Plyman, Hannah Shoemaker, Lizzie Whiter, is that the correct pronunciation? Kelly, W-I-T-E-R. I apologize, didn't do my homework. I usually do double-check pronunciations. But Lizzie Whiter, Bailey Althauser, Brianna Holtzapple, Abigail Plyman, Rachel Wells, and Faith Whiter, our Anna football cheerleaders. They are being highlighted tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And thank you, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. We appreciate LaCal so much. LaCal moved from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, to Jackson Center in Shelby County in the early 1980s. And LaCal has been an underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com since we started in 2007. Our halftime score is Anna 27, Brookville 13. And I'm pleased to be joined here at the half by Kelly Barhorst-Sumberger, volleyball coach for the Anna Rockets, a graduate of Anna in 2008.
Yep.
And Ohio State in 2012.
Correct.
Multiple choice question. Kelly is 5'10", 5'11", 6 feet, 6'1", or none of the above?
None of the above.
That's what I...
1 inch off there, Jack.
I knew you were at least 6'2".
Oh, yeah.
I knew you were at least 6'2". That was a trick question.
That was good.
Tell me about your volleyball career. I know you enjoy the game so much. You made it look so easy. Your highlights at Anna, sum them up for me.
Well, definitely, you know, winning county a few years in a row with some of my teammates. And then obviously the biggest one is us winning state in 06.
Yep.
That's probably, you know, going to be the most memorable just because that was one of our biggest goals and we made it happen and going 30-0 that year as well.
Your biggest contest, your most important single moment, yeah, you celebrated when you won the state championship, but was there a big point, a big game along the way? What do you remember most?
I just think with that season and just the state championship game was just, you know, beating that team in three. That was kind of the biggest moment because we had lost to them the year before in kind of a decent game. But that year, the state championship year, then taking them down in three, that was just kind of the ultimate goal, and that's what felt great about it.
And then it was on to Ohio State.
Yes.
To repeat four more years of volleyball.
Yes, even more competitive volleyball, exactly. Loved it even more.
Obviously, the game was different at the college level. You were surrounded by stars from high schools all over the country, not just Ohio. Your Anna high school volleyball team was very, very good. Let's don't slight the Rockets
right, yes.
state championship team on which you participated. But you had to take your game up another level to play at Ohio State.
Yes, the game itself, you take high school volleyball, even the state championship team, and even just our Anna Rocket volleyball team in general, you take that times, you know, 10, and that's just the speed of the game and the competitiveness of the game at that level.
Wow.
Yes, it's...
At Ohio State, what match do you recall? What point do you recall? Biggest moments for Kelly Barhorst-Sumberger at Ohio State playing volleyball?
Oh, gosh. I mean, there were multiple. I mean, anytime you're playing, you know, that team up north, there was just, you know, games like that.
Team up north. Minnesota, Wisconsin?
Oh, we can't name it.
Michigan State.
It's a curse word. No, not it's, that
it's,
one.
It's got the word Michigan in it.
Yes.
The team up north. Now, did you play the same position at Ohio State that you played at Anna?
Yes, I did. I played middle in high school and then middle in college as well.
Uh-huh. Did it become darn near a year-round sport for you?
Exactly, yes. And that's what it is. But then you know going into it, you're committing yourself to it. And, that you know, it makes it worthwhile, though.
Yeah. And your degree major, what was your study area?
English education.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow, has that field ever changed in the last 20, even 10 years? I hear that they don't teach cursive anymore. Is that correct?
I think we still do here at Anna. I don't know if it's a part of the curriculum or not, but that's more elementary.
You never did teach cursing. I mean, you don't teach cursive anymore, do you?
No, yeah, right.
But, you know, even punctuation rules are not followed as closely as they used to be.
Yeah, there are some things that are probably, you know, let go a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, the period, the question mark, they fit at the end of the sentence inside the quotation marks, and I see that get violated all the time.
Oh, I do too sometimes. But at the beginning of the school year, though, we'll make sure we'll change that.
There you go. Kelly Barhorst-Sumberger, our guest here at the half. Kelly starred on the Anna State Championship volleyball team in 06. She's an 08 graduate from Anna, went on to Ohio State, graduated in 2012, and you teach right here in the Anna School District.
Yes, yep.
And with the last name now being Kelly Barhorst-Sumberger, your husband's a Zumberger, obviously.
Yes, yep.
And I think I've met him.
Yeah, he's also a very tall person.
Yeah, I've met him as well. Yeah, between the two of you, you're about 13 feet tall.
Yeah, yep, I'll go with that.
Do you see the volleyball game changing as you watch it on television? Has it been modified at all? Hey, at the college level, wow, it is just super good. They don't miss a thing.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you're right. And, you know, the precision of it.
Yes, precision.
It's very accurate and everything. And that's what makes it so competitive and so fun to watch. You know, on TV, you're just kind of like, man, how do they do it? But you're just trained to do it.
Nebraska is probably, what, the elite Big Ten volleyball program?
Yes, they are one of the top yeah, top five for sure in the country. But they, you know, they usually bring a crowd too. That's kind of all they have out there in their area. But to play in that atmosphere at Nebraska, it's amazing.
We're about 4 minutes away from the start of the third quarter of this Anna Brookville football game. Rockets lead 27-13. You coach Anna volleyball at the high school. Give me a summary of the Lady Rockets on the volleyball court, your roster, some highlights and progress this season to date.
All right, so right now then we have a lot of talent coming back from last year. We have a solid senior team. We have five girls back from the roster last year with Emma Meyer, Sierra Williams, Lexi Wells, Lindsay Barhorst, and Abby Counts. And they're just a strong core group that really leads this team by example for sure and vocally. And right now just kind of coming off a tough loss last night against Rushi, a five-game loss there. Could have gone either way. Rushi, you know, they made less mistakes than us, and that's kind of what it came to in the end. But very solid team out of Rushi. They had some great plays there at the end that we just, you know, weren't able to, you know, pick up on.
Well, the good thing about the Shelby County League is you play each school twice.
Right.
So you'll get a return match against Rushi later in the season.
Yes, and that's actually about three and a half weeks away. So that's always kind of a nice thing about our conference is, yeah, we get to play everyone twice and hopefully get that revenge.
Now, come tournament time, you're in Division III. All of the other Shelby County schools, I believe, including Houston, take part in the Division IV volleyball tournament.
Right. Correct. Yeah, and yeah, Houston, I think, was D3 a few years ago. They're kind of on that bubble every year. But, yeah, so that kind of, I mean, D4 is still very competitive.
Right.
I mean, to go in their tournament in their brackets, it's very competitive.
Hey, your last name was Barhorst before it became Barhorst Zumberger. There's a Barhorst on your volleyball team. Nate Barhorst coaches basketball at Anna.
Yes.
Last time I looked in an old Anna phone book, there were 79 Barhorst.
Oh, geez.
Do you know them all?
About half of them. I'll go with that. Not all of them, no.
It's amazing how in the Upper Miami Valley, there's a handful of names that just get repeated over and over.
Oh, yes, exactly.
And eventually, you go down the list, and they don't know each other.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, Kelly, it's been a real treat.
Yes, thank you for having me tonight. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. You figured out we were on the west side.
Yes.
So we were not facing the sun.
Yes, you guys are smart.
And actually, it was about 7 degrees cooler over here at kickoff time than on the east side, which was facing the sun.
Yes, you guys have a mate over here.
Hey, good luck the rest of the volleyball season.
Thank you.
And if you advance to the district or regional, we may be covering Anna Volleyball in the tournament on scoresbroadcast.com.
All right, we will make that happen, Jack. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kelly Barhorst-Zumberger, our halftime guest, Anna Brookville football. Anna Rockets lead the Brookville Blue Devils by a score of 27-13. Like to tell you about the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. Don't miss out on the great inventory of fantastic furniture at the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. You'd better get going to Goffney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high-quality furniture, priced just right. Great savings, by the way, during this Labor Day weekend sale at Goffney. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee, and for more savings, you can go to the Goffney website. Take advantage of the coupon there. That's GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. But Chuck, we've been fighting technical glitches, or what we thought were technical glitches.
Yeah, there's some kind of a weird thing going on, but as long as people say we're still on the air,
yeah,
I'm not going to mess with it.
Right, our laptop computer is giving us a signal in one area that it has never shown us before. It says it's trying to connect. A couple other signals indicate that we are communicating.
It says we're recording, which we'd only be doing if we were on the air.
Right.
And it also says we're at 32, which is where we're supposed to be. So I'm not real sure.
But we've heard from several folks who have joined us tonight online here on the web on scoresbroadcast.com. And we are told that you folks are hearing us. But we've been a little mystified. We're seeing something on our laptop, which we've never seen before. And a laptop computer is our heart and soul. Without it, you will not be able to hear us. We're about 2 minutes away from the start of the third quarter of this game, Anna Rockets over the Brookville Blue Devils. Before we go to a break to hear one or two of our underwriting sponsors, Kelly Barhorst Zumberger, what an outstanding basketball and volleyball player she was, Chuck. I asked her at the outset of the interview, I said, are you 5'10", 5'11", 6 feet, 6'1", or none of these? And she said, none of these. I'm at least 6'2".
Yeah, she's definitely 6'2".
I knew she was.
She's same height. I was looking eye to eye with her. So I've got a couple of scores for us here. I got Minster leading Covington 27-12 now. Piqua leading Lima Senior at the half 12-6. Troy leading Xenia in the second quarter 14-7. Miami East thumping Lehman 24-0, and Versailles beating Delphus Jefferson 13-0.
And tonight, Fort Loramie is on the road, crucial game down at Cincinnati Madeira. Let's take a break before we have the kickoff to start the third quarter. 27-13, Anna over Brookville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Hayden Sherritt for Brookville returns the second half kickoff from his own 7. Back out over the 25 to the 26. And that's where the Blue Devils start, first down, 10 yards to go. Brookville, Chuck, with a chance now to score touchdowns twice in a row. Brookville, the last team to put a TD on the board in the first half, cutting Anna's lead from 27-6 to 27-13. If Brookville can march down here, we've got a one-score game.
Yeah, this game is certainly not out of reach at this point.
Nope. Stout is the quarterback. Little misdirection, offensive backfield, and a runner pops out. And he angles outside left tackle, tripped up at the 31 or 32 as Jack Myers. Second down and 5. Isaac Leininger caught him for Anna. Anna Rockets defensively have forced 2 big takeaways in this game. They're the difference. Because Brookville coughed the ball up on those 2 possessions. And it's a 2-score game. Anna in the lead. Quarterback drops to throw. Stout arches one, right side of the field. Very good coverage by Anna beyond the far hash. It's no good at the 35-yard line. Braden Moore was scampering down the field for Brookville. Isaac Leininger stride for stride with him. Sets up a 3rd and 5 at second down pass play for Brookville. Little uncharacteristic. Brookville was in good run position there, 2nd and 5. Now they're behind the chains, 3rd and 5, and may have to throw. Man in motion across the formation. That's Brophy. Ball pitched wide in the flat, caught. Receiver makes a man miss, another man miss, and the ball is stripped. Anna picks it up at the 45. Rockets on the loose down the far sideline. 20, 15, all the way down to the 5. Pylon, touchdown. Anna Rockets. What a turn of events.
Brandon Shannon.
Woo, yep, Brandon Shannon from his defensive back spot picked it up, and he rumbles about 45 yards after Brookville with a nice pass completion and run after catch had garnered 14 or 15 yards and a first down. But Anna poked it out from behind. And that's one of those things, Chuck, that you really need to practice doing, to strip that ball from behind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, teams practice that. And I tell you, that bounce, that couldn't have bounced more perfect up to Shannon.
Exactly. There's technique to it. And the hop was just right, Chuck, as you noted. And the Anna Rockets have turned the tables on Brookville again. Blue Devils' third turnover. It is 33-13 Anna. Extra point try by the Rockets is inside the right upright. Count it. It's good. 21-point lead, Anna. A minute into the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
At the Anna Rockets, ensuing kickoff is run back by Brookville up and over the 35-yard line. Blue Devils have had good field position, Chuck, all night long. Mistakes, the miscues, the turnovers.
Yeah, they've turned it over three times. They turned it over in the end zone on a pass. They turned it over on a fumble that Anna took in for a touchdown, and they just fumbled again that Anna picked up and picked and took it in for a touchdown. So there's a difference in your football game.
Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. It's a quarterback keeper. Stout, I think, did not hand it off. It's a loss of three.
Luke Dye ran down from behind.
Chuck, I've got to put you on the spot. I don't know what the answer to this question is, but if you win the turnover battle in high school football, decidedly, your chances of winning the game are what, 75%, 80%?
I would say if you're plus three, you got to be in the 80 to 85%.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Anna Rockets, three touchdowns following Brookville turnovers, and the difference in this game, 34-13. And my colleagues up here in the broadcast booth say it might even be as much as 90% or more.
There's another one.
Wow. Brookville throws a pass. It's batted, tipped. Luthman picks it off for Anna, and he zips right back up the middle of the field, 35 yards and a score. Here we are talking about takeaways and turnovers, and another one occurs. Brookville is behind in that department. Four zip. Anna's taken it away four times in this game, the last two resulting directly, Chuck, directly in touchdowns.
I'm going to say at this point in this game, it's probably about 100% chance that the four touchdowns are going to win it.
40-13. And, Chuck, these two teams,
they're a lot more even than what we're seeing right now.
You took the words right from my mouth. These two clubs are very evenly matched. There's no question about it. And yet, because of the wide margin in turnovers that Anna has, it's a 40-13 game. Extra point, yes, 41-13. Anna kicked off to start the third quarter, but has registered two touchdowns in 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes, I know, that's impressive.
Wow. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course.
Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Kickoff by Anna, return by Brookville from the 14. And it's a good one up the right hash. The return man, Sherritt, for the Blue Devils, powers over the 35. First and 10 for the visiting team at the 37-yard line. Again, the Blue Devils have had very good field position all night. Anna now up 4-0 in the turnover takeaway battle. Sydney turned it over five times, Chuck, in its opener. Got thumped 35-7, but St. Mary's won the turnover battle last night against Bellefontaine and won the game by three. Brookville to the line of scrimmage, and I'm sure head coach Mike Hetrick is saying, guys, if we hang on to the leather, we could move the ball and score points. The problem now is
You're almost in running clock.
You're exactly right, Chuck.
Territory.
28-point difference, and if Anna scores again, it is a continuous clock at 30 points in the second half. Two-yard gain by Brookville on the run here. Second down and eight, Blue Devils from their 38-and-a-half. We have been imagining a technical glitch on our computer screen all night long.
I just heard from Jeff Bray, and he said everything sounds great.
And that's good to hear. We've heard from others here in West Central Ohio that they hear us loud and clear. Here's a pass down the near hash mark by Brookville. It looked like the Anna defender was able to get his hand in on the jersey of the Blue Devil receiver. And you know what, Chuck? The referee was in good position, but he might have been screened and didn't see the fingers clutch the cloth.
This guy right here is the one that needed to see that because the back judge, there's no way he could have seen that.
It might have been interference on Anna. In fact, I think there was.
At least holding.
Yeah. The Brookville crowd right below us saw it. They had the same vantage point we did. The official other side of the two players didn't have the angle. And thus it goes down as an incompletion. Third down, 8 yards to go for Brookville at the Blue Devils 38. The quarterback is Stout. Deep drop, and he's going to have to run. He's scampering right down the middle of the field, sliding up ahead, 49-50. He's got the first down. That was well done. I'm impressed with quarterback Mason Stout, 5'10", 170-pound senior. These two quarterbacks tonight, Chuck, both less than 6 feet tall. Stout doesn't look 5'10". He might be 5'9". Bixler doesn't look, what, 5'11 on paper? He's maybe, what, 5'9".
I'd have to see him up against somebody else. I know one thing for sure. They both wear number four.
And these two QBs have played solid games. One big mistake by Stout of Brookville. That was the errant throw first half into the end zone. He should have tucked that one away, saved a fourth down play. But that interception by Anna in the end zone stopped a Brookville drive, kept Brookville from tying up the game at that point. Excuse me. Brookville now with a second down and eight from the Anna 48. 4 minutes into the third quarter. It is 41-13 Anna. Here's a drop by Stout. Good slant route by the receiver. Dominique catches at the 38, glides to the 35. First and 10 Blue Devils.
Tackle made by number 22, Hayden Davies.
Davies in there on the hit. Hayden came up to throw a shoulder into the receiver. Good tackle by him. Anna's coverage a bit soft on that pass play. Blue Devils, Chuck, unlike years past, throw the ball better than we can recall. In fact, in 2015, when the Blue Devils had that excellent team that played Coldwater tough in the postseason, Brookville was 90% run that campaign. Here's a sweep to the right. Ball carrier dragged down at the 34. Ben Smith tried to get to the outside. Anna said, nope, you're not going to make it. Jeffrey Richards came up to make the tackle. third down for Brookville, or I should say a second down for Brookville, and about nine to go for a first down. 7:24 left in the third quarter. 41-13 Anna, which scored two touchdowns in the first 2 minutes of the second half directly off turnovers. Here's a deep drop to Stout. He's hemmed in way back at the 40. He tries to cut it to the outside and does so. Tight ropes the sideline and manages to wiggle his way down to around the 25 or 26 of Anna. Very close to a first down, and he managed to pick it up. Job well done. Well, these two quarterbacks have performed extremely well here tonight. Stout, a senior, played most every game last year. Bixler, a junior for Anna, played when Travis Meyer went down with the injury. Bart closed out the season at the helm. And quarterback in the game that we covered mid-year, the win over Delta St. John's. Here's a handoff right up the middle. It's Ben Brophy. And Brophy charges for a hunk of yards as he drives the football all the way down to just outside the 15. Second and one for Brookville, 16-yard line of Anna. 6 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. 41-13, Anna in the lead over the Blue Devils. Brookville to the line of scrimmage. Brookville's going to have to force Anna mistakes, Anna turnovers, in the last quarter and a half of this game in order to have a chance to come back and win it. Here's a running play on second down, good enough for a first down for Brookville inside the 15 to the 13. Blue Devils' offensive line has played exceedingly well, as has Anna's. Tackles Chase Davis and Michael Lauver. Guards Grant Mellon and Evan Kaminsky. Center Matt Mason. They have paved the way for Smith and Brophy on the ground all night and given Stout time to throw when he's had to. Here's a counter back to the right. Anna smothers that one at about the 11. Gain of a couple. Second down and 7 or 8 to go for Brookville. 10-yard line of the Rockets. 5:21 to go, third quarter. 41-13 Anna. Now Rockets defense trying to play stubbornly. And these seconds being taken off the clock on this Brookville drive are important because Anna's got a 4-touchdown lead. And Brookville needs points and points fast. Line is down. Fake by Stout. Anna chasing him. Stout out of the pocket. Throws left corner of the end zone. A leaping reception by Dominique. Well done.
I'll tell you what, that kid's a sophomore, and I'm impressed with him.
He's got some hops. Good leaper.
Yeah, Daniel Dominique, 6 foot, 140 pounds.
Plays like he's 6'5", the way he goes up and gets it.
Yeah, he did a nice job there. I've been impressed with this young man.
That's beautiful play. Nice play action, roll out, the fake to Smith. Stout, the quarterback for Brookville. Rome to his left, outside the hash mark, and found Dominique on a corner out in the end zone. The extra point try by Brookville is smacked up and through. It is good. The Blue Devils' Wissinger knocks it home to make it a 41-20 game. Just over four to play, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. doors so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.OH.com.
Well, here, Anna leads Brookville 41-20 after the Blue Devils' touchdown, and Fort Loramie, Chuck, is beating Division 5 Madeira in Cincinnati tonight.
21-3 at the half.
Well, that would be a huge win for D7 Fort Loramie over D5 Madeira. And then you've got Covington and Miami East coming up next 2 weeks in the Cross County Conference. Those two contests could virtually make or break the Fort Loramie season. You win those two after winning tonight and go to 3-1, and you've got the stranglehold on the league.
Yep, they'd be in great shape. And, I mean, the loss to Minster last week, Minster's going to beat a lot of teams this year.
Yep.
So sure. They learned. I think they probably even gained some confidence. Then they're running that offense. This is their first year of running it, so they're going to get better and better. And they got a lot of athletes in the skill positions.
Indeed, yep. And I love the way they get the ball out in the flat behind the line of scrimmage to a young man who can be a difference maker, Carter Mesher.
Yep. Mesher and Brandewey.
Yep. Two superb athletes. And we were impressed with Fort Loramie's young sophomore quarterback.
Yeah.
And Colin Moore, very good in Fort Loramie's season opening loss to Minster.
They almost had the same amount of yards as Minster ended up in the game. They just they got beat by 20 points, but it wasn't as bad stat-wise as you would have thought.
Right. 4 minutes left here in the third quarter of this game. Anna facing a second down and four from the 44, the Rockets. And here's an excellent running play outside left guard. Look at Hulskamp go. He romps up and over the 50. Actually, Bixler kept it.
He faked the pitch.
Yep. He did not deliver the ball to Hulskamp. It was Bixler carving out about 13, and he's got the first down. I bet Bart is pushing 100 yards himself on the ground. 75 anyway.
Yeah, he and Hulskamp have been a 1-2 punch that Brookville has no answer for.
The Blue Devils simply unable to slow down the Anna offensive attack in this game. 3:36 to go, third quarter. Rockets in the lead. Bixler takes the snap in the spread, fakes it, keeps it. A zigzag move, jitterbucking down the left side of the field beyond the hash mark. Look at him go. I tell you what, with that run, Bixler is up over 80 yards on the ground. First and 10, Anna. Line of scrimmage, the 27 of Brookville. I tell you, Bart has got quick feet, mm-hmm. Chuck. He ducks down low, hides in behind his lineman. You don't know where he is.
Oh, and he does a real nice spins, and he's hard to get a hold of.
Yep. Yeah, he has got very good lateral movement on a dime, and he has got a jump cut like a running back. And he runs the ball here on first down, and he wedges out about five more as he plops out of bounds on the far side. 2:48 to go in the third quarter, 41-20. Anna in the lead over Brookville. Rockets to the line of scrimmage again on second down and five. Ball is inside the 25 of the Blue Devils, who've had no answer at all for the Anna offensive show tonight. Bixler, long snap count. Bart's got it, fakes the handoff, keeps it. This time Brookville snuffed it out. Short gain, pickup of two, third and at least three for Anna. We're near the two-minute mark here in the third quarter. Both the Rockets can end this drive with points. Chuck, Brookville would be behind four scores with a quarter to go.
Yeah, I don't think the comeback from last week is not going to, it's going to be too far.
And Brookville trailed Tri-County North last week, 22-0, middle of the third quarter, then pulled it out. Here's a sweep to the right by Anna. Trying to get the right corner turned is the ball carrier, Jeffrey Richards. And he pile drives his way down to about the 15 or 16-yard line. Very close to a first down. His forward progress earned it. Good to see Richards back on the field running strong after taking a colossal hit to the midsection early in this game. Bixler gets the play call from the far side. Rockets have run the ball primarily, passed when they've had to, but on the ground they've rushed it at will against the Brookville defense. And now here's the quarterback, Bixler, throwing. Fade pattern, left side of the field, in the end zone, 6 yards deep, and it's a circus catch. Woo, what a play. Richards hauled it in. My, oh my, what a maneuver by him as he turned around, managed to screen off the defender from the football, got his body wedged in there, did Richards. He went up and yanked it down. It was well done by Bixler, who threw it on a dime.
Yeah, that was just a fade. All that was, you throw it up and let your receiver go make a play, and that's what he did.
And not only did Anna get points before the third quarter closed out, Chuck, right after my comment, Anna got points on virtually the very next play. And with a minute 14 left in the third, Anna's up the 27, 47 to 20. Extra point try, Stewart on the way. Yes, I think he's got it inside the right post. Cam Stewart knocked it in there, and he has converted 6 of 7 in this game tonight, lifting Anna to a 48-20 lead. Minute left, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our underwriting sponsors here tonight, including, of course, Brookins in Fort Loramie. We'll tell you all about Brookins as we proceed toward the end of this third period. Here's the kickoff by Anna, far side of the gridiron. Return from the 15 by the Blue Devils. Up the far hash, a good return. It's broken, a missed tackle. Another broken tackle by Brookville. Across the 50 goes Sherritt. He is finally nudged out of bounds in the vicinity of the 45 of Brookville. Had it not been marked there, it might have been spotted up ahead at the 45 of Anna, but his toe did touch the stripe along the Anna bench at the 45-yard line. Blue Devils have returned kickoffs extremely well, Chuck, all night long. They've had the benefit of super good field position.
They have, and they've had the opportunity to return quite a few kickoffs because they've given up 48 points.
You're right. Brookville running it on first and 10 from the 45, a short advance of 1. Well, we know some of you are very aware of Brookins. For those of you who are not, it's been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s. That's way back when mules pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. Brookins has many old local pictures hanging on its walls right beside the current ones of Fort Loramie sports teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is always cooked fresh. You sit back, relax, and enjoy an appetizer. You see, Carl Arnes at Brookins has put his heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Dale and Joyce Barhorst ran Brookins for a dozen years, and now it's Carl's turn. Stop in and see Carl Arnes at Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there is no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookens, Bruckens, USA.com. Tell Carl Arns at Brookens you heard about the Brookens restaurant right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Blue Devils throwing on second and 8 from the 47. And it's a pass to Ben Smith, who's wide open down the left side of the field. He catches at the end of 45 and spurts inside the 35. He's flushed out of bounds at the 34. 40 seconds left in the third quarter. 48-20, Anna. Yep, the game started out. Three possessions, three touchdowns. We knew it would be high scoring. Brookville behind, four TDs somehow has got to make up ground. Here's a pass down inside the 28. It's a look-in route, and the receiver is smacked right in the middle of the back by Leininger of Anna. That's a strong hit, forcing an incompletion. Chuck, my imagination, or has this third quarter been an eternity?
It's taken a couple of minutes to play.
Here come the Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 inside the Anna 35. 24 ticks left in the clock. Stout with a drop. Look in pattern again. And once more, Anna gets a hand around the intended receiver, Dominic, and fights the ball away incomplete.
That was Leininger again, and that was a great job of not interfering, getting the proper hand through to knock the ball away.
Well said. Rockets have played increasingly better defense as this game has progressed. 18 seconds to go in the third quarter. Third and 10 for Stout, the Brookville quarterback. He's got a couple of receivers right, two to the left. He's in the pocket with time. Airs it out over the middle. Receiver rolling to the ground. Catches it before it hits the turf at the 19-yard line. First and 10 for the Blue Devils. It was Smith, the running back, who was flanked on that play. And it was a wide curl route just beyond the linebackers of Anna. We're down inside 10 seconds left here in the third quarter. Let's see if the Blue Devils snap it in time. Brookville to the line of scrimmage, snap to Stout, last play, third quarter, open receiver, middle of the field, in the end zone, he cannot hang on. Oh, it would have been a touchdown. Would have been a touchdown.
That was just a drop, hey, right in the hands.
Richards was there for Anna, but Myers had a fine shot at it for Brookville. He could not tuck it away, so Brookville denied points on the last play of the third quarter. Anna leading 48-20. When we come back to start the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Blue Devils start the fourth quarter threatening inside the Anna 20. Stout back to throw. No one available. He takes off and runs. He hustles outside the left hash mark. He's on the numbers. Untouched. End zone. Touchdown, Brookville. Fine play by Stout. He improvised. He was looking for receivers deep in the end zone. No one open, and he took off. He blitzed to the end zone, did Stout. And it 48-26, 2 seconds into the fourth quarter. Amazingly, that play did take just 2 seconds. Stout's fast. I'm not sure if he's that fast. Here's the extra point try by Brookville. He's got it. Kick good by Wissinger. Well, Brookville has rolled up four touchdowns, which is what the Blue Devils scored last week in winning 26-22 over Tri-County North. But tonight, Anna has totaled up 48 and still leads by 21 to the Rockets. Early stage, fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Barker Insurance. For multiple years now, Barker, the number one most valued insurance agency in the area, thanks to newspaper surveys at 9040 North County Road 25A, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, just to name several. You are covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation that is second to none. And thank you on scoresbroadcast.com to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, established in 2011, owned by Jolene Renderly. The Jewelry Barn is certified by GIA, the Gemological Institute of America. Come in and check out the Jewelry Barn in Rushi at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. The Jewelry Barn is the gem of Rushi. A qualified staff provides you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Also offering ear piercing, appraisals, free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones. As I mentioned, certified by the Gemological Institute of America. Tell Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn you heard all about the Jewelry Barn on scoresbroadcast.com. Phone 526-5557. 526-5557, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And Chuck, while we were highlighting a couple of our fine sponsors, Anna with a brilliant kickoff return.
Yeah, they took it all the way. Actually, it was an onside kick attempt that was an illegal touch. So that's Anna's ball right there at the 48.
I apologize. My head was down. And as a result, Anna gets very good field position once again at the Brookville 48-yard line. Yeah, down by three scores with under 12 to go in this game. Brookville may have felt it really had no choice.
I think that was correct attempt right there.
Yeah.
Laramie leads 28-3 in the third quarter.
Wow.
And East leads Lehman 52-21 in the fourth quarter.
That's Fort Loramie beating Division 5 Madeira 28-3 down in Cincinnati. Rockets face a second and nine. First play to start this series, gained one. Uhlskamp this time trying to swerve around left end is thrown down at the 50. He lost one or two. Third and 11 for Anna at the 49 of Brookville. 10:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna 48, Brookville 27. We could tell this would be a high-scoring game. Three touchdowns were racked up before the first quarter was halfway done. Let's see if the Rockets elect to throw it from the 50, leading by 21 with 10.5 to go in this game. Third down and 11 for the home team. Brookville with a four-man defensive rush. Long snap count by Bixler, and at the last split second, the coaching staff far side for the Rockets calls a timeout. 10:26 to go in the game. Anna in the lead. 48-27 over Brookville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused?
Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
We would like to show our appreciation for another one of our outstanding sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, located at 133 South Ohio in Sydney. You can get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission for information. That's 937-498-7282, 498-7282. And you will become apprised right quickly about what you need to know regarding your veterans' benefits. Up the Anna Rockets, Chuck, on third and close to 12, elect to throw a bomb to a receiver far down the right side of the field. It's lining a good coverage by Sherritt of Brookville to force an Anna Rockets punt. And I think
first one of the game.
I was going to say
by either team.
Yeah, I knew it was Anna's first, and you're right. It's the first for either club. First punt in this game. How about that? Yeah. The white-shirted Blue Devils have not punted. This is the first punt for the green-shirted Rockets. The kick from the 41 is caught inside the 15 by Brookville. The return is on, running laterally, near side, 20, 21, out of bounds. Hayden Sherritt, a 5'10 senior, scurried to the near side of the field, and he might be shaken up.
Starting to see a lot of cramps now. These hot, humid nights will do that to you.
I was about ready to say September football will do that to you. Yeah. Chuck, it's still August 31st.
I know. We're getting closer to September, though.
When have we ever had three high school football games here on scoresbroadcast.com before the month of September gets here?
I would say this is the first.
Yeah, this is the first. That's a trick question. I figured you might get the answer, though.
If it was rhetorical, I apologize for answering.
But cramps always an issue this early in the season.
They are for me when I stretch in the morning, too. So.
And the rule of thumb is hydrate, but you really need to start hydrating 24 hours before.
Yeah. If you're hydrating now, you're too late.
Exactly. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage, trailing by 21. A quick score here by Brookville could make the finish of this game interesting. 48-27 Rockets. Brookville stout to throw. Rolls to the right, back at the 12. Fires a bullet out to the 30. There's a flag. Interference on Anna.
The receiver fell down. Bixler dove over top of him to try to intercept it. I don't understand how that's interference.
It may very well be that because of the angle the official had, he may have thought the receiver falling down was the result of contact from behind.
It was not.
No.
It was right in front of us.
And that's all about perspective and the angle you've got. I've just been told that's the first accepted penalty of this game. And not all of the penalties, as judged by the players, have been truly acceptable. Brookville to the line of scrimmage. New spot of the football out near the 35. Running play right up the gut for three. Ben Brophy charged up the middle for a short advance. Second down and seven for Brookville. And I'm not so sure Brookville can afford to take 4 or 5 minutes off the clock and grind out a touchdown.
No, they need three scores.
We're down to 9.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 48-27 Anna. Another running play, Blue Devils, Rockets with 7-8 up in the box.
They'll take this.
Yep, and Anna thwarts that effort by Smith at the 40-yard line, setting up a third and about five for the Blue Devils. I'd have to say at this point in the game, Chuck, Brookville's in four-down territory. They can't afford
to
punt.
They won't punt.
No, can't punt anymore behind the 21 points. Line of scrimmage, the Brookville 40. Two receivers out to the left, two to the near side. Snap back to Stout in the pocket. He's going to run. He slips up the middle, breaks the tackle at the 40. He slides ahead to the 44 or 5. Where did his knee go down? It is marked at the 43, and I would agree with others up here in the press box on the west side who are Brookville fans. That was a questionable spot.
I thought he was at least the 44. I didn't think he got the first down, but I certainly thought he got to the 44.
Yep, and because of the poor spot of the football, the Blue Devils need two on fourth down. Fourth and a couple. Stout hands it off. There's the first down. Brophy bangs to the 50. That's a huge first down for the Blue Devils, keeping the drive alive on fourth and two. And that ball got spotted back at the 48.5, and it looked like he got to the 50.
Yeah.
I don't think these referees are wearing green and white striped shirts. They look black to me.
Maybe they're cramping up too.
Shy of the 50, Brookville's got a first and 10, 8 minutes to go in the game. Blue Devils down 21. Play action by Stout. He's 10 yards behind the line. There's a very high forward pass up for grabs down at the 15-yard line, broken up. That's an arm from Stout, Chuck. We haven't seen up to now. He's been accurate mid-range. That one was a good 45 in the air.
Yep. I'll tell you, Leininger is having a heck of a second half playing pass defense.
Isn't he, though? He's been all over the field. In fact, the Rockets have got a couple Isaacs who are pretty good. Isaac Dodds, Isaac Leininger, two outstanding players on head coach Nick Marino's roster. And they have performed exceedingly well here tonight, both Leininger and Dodds. Here's a quick slant pattern over the middle in the hands of Brophy and out at the 36. Uhlskamp jarred Brophy as he got there. And the ball popped free. Boy, that was close.
Yeah, it was a nice throw and a better defensive play.
I said Ben Brophy was the man for whom the ball was intended. In fact, it was the other Ben Smith. So from the Brookville 49, it's third and 10. That stopped the clock, 7:52 to go in what has been an elongated second half. Been like pulling teeth to complete the final two quarters of this game. Passing down for Stout. Short drop, sideline pattern, a little behind Dominique. He could have caught it on his left hip. It went through his arms to the ground. He was available. He might have been looking at potential contact a step or two in front of him. He short-armed that one.
Well, it was behind him. The pass was not a great pass, but on that, you got to stop and make sure you make the reception.
There you go. 7:47 to go in the fourth quarter, and this might be ball game time right here. Fourth and 10 for Brookville at the Blue Devils 49. They trail Anna by 21. Stout, short drop, dances out of trouble. Now reverses his field, comes back this way. He's 15 yards behind the line. A late screen caught at the line of scrimmage by Smith or Brophy. He churns up over the 50, picked up three or four. He's seven shy of a first down. Anna takes over.
And the Rockets will take over now.
Rockets leading by 21 points. Have it first and 10, short of midfield with 7:33 to go. And now, Chuck, it's run, run, and run some more.
Yep. They've got all three of their timeouts, but, I mean, it's...
That was my favorite line in my first grade reading book. Look at spot, run. And you can bet that's what the Rockets will do from here on out. Bixler's still at the helm, 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And he's got a running back to his left. That's Davies, who's seeing more action as this game goes on. 5-yard penalty. Anna, false start. That's one aspect of early season football, Chuck, that we've appreciated. Minster, Fort Loramie, Sydney, Bellefontaine last night, Brookville, Anna tonight, pretty sharp. Very few penalties.
Not a lot of penalties in any of the three games.
Nope. Anna to the line of scrimmage, facing a first and 15 now. 43-yard line in the Rockets' end of the field. Here's a handoff on the play to the ball carrier. And is that Davies managing to slither through? He crawled the last two or three yards over the 50 to the 48 of Brookville. He got back the five lost on the penalty, plus about three or four more. Second down and officially about six or seven to go for Anna. 48 of Brookville, 7 minutes to go in the game. Rockets in the lead, 48-27. Brookville with four linemen in the box, four linebackers right behind. Bixler has got three men stacked to the right of the line. Hand off Davies again. He's got a little hole. He bobs and weaves through it, and he burrows forward to about the 42 of Brookville. And I think he picked up the first down. How about that, Chuck? Anna facing a first and 15, ran for 9 yards, then ran for seven or eight more. Rockets have had a field day on the ground in this game tonight.
I wish I was keeping stats. I'd be able to tell you how many yards they have.
Middle of the first half, we thought we had a technical glitch. I know we did for about a half minute.
Well, the thing did kick off, so we were off. But then when we came back, it's been doing this weird thing. But it still shows we're on. So
yeah, two of the three signals communicate to us. We are on loud and clear. But a third signal indicates we're connecting, but based on a couple other elements we see on the screen, we're fine.
Well, most importantly, all the text messages we're getting saying you're on the air.
Yep. And they're all telling us that Anna's in the lead.
Yeah.
So they're listening to the right game. Rockets have a second and four after a 6-yard advance. New line of scrimmage, the 35 of Brookville, with 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Davies lines up staggered behind and to the left of Bixler. He gets the handoff. He knifes over the line of scrimmage. He's beyond the Brookville linebackers, and he's knocked down at the 26 or 7-yard line. Another first down. Well, Huelskamp did the bulk of the running the first two-thirds of the game, and now Davies for the Rockets. That's a good 1-2 punch.
Well, in Huelskamp, I mean, yeah, they got some running backs. And the thing about what they're doing now, they're not going to let Bixler run the ball anymore, I wouldn't think.
Uh-uh.
They want to take a chance.
We'll talk about Riley Huelskamp in just a minute, Chuck. What his traits and characteristics are that make him such a very good runner. Here's Bixler, toss sweep to Davies, right end, cuts it back, slants, down to the 20, maybe the 19. Now, Huelskamp's only about, what, 5'10", maybe 5'11". We've seen him on the basketball floor up close. He's strong. He's displayed that tonight. Powerful runner of the football for his size. But he's got such quick feet, lateral movement, straight ahead. Boy, he's a jitterbug.
He is, and he comes from a very athletic family, a sister and a brother that played ahead of him. And
yep.
Very, very athletic family.
Now, the clock has worked itself down to 4:30. To go here in the fourth quarter. Anna in the lead, 48-27. Rockets with second and five, just outside the 20 of Brookville. And the Rockets put the ball on the ground behind the line, but Anna manages to reel the ball in at the 26. That was almost Anna's first turnover of the night. Brookville's committed, what, four?
Four.
And two.
Two for scores.
Yeah, two were Anna scores.
And one was in there in the end zone. So that's 21 points.
Yep.
And, hey, they're trailing by 21 points.
That difference in the game. It's the way it is in high school football. If you make more mistakes, turn it over more often than the opposition, as we've decided up here in the press box tonight, you get beat at least 75-80% of the time. And when it's this lopsided, hey, it's got to be 90-95% of the time. Bixler, delayed pass over the middle. Bart was thumped behind the line as he aired one out incomplete. down around the 17-yard line. So after the loss two plays ago, the incompletion here, it's 4th and 10 for Anna with 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Rockets have the football at about the 26.5 of Brookville, leading 48-27. Anna with 27 points last week against Fenwick, 48 tonight. That's 75 in eight quarters of football, 75 points against very good opposition. That bodes well offensively for Anna in the MAC. Well, Anna takes a timeout before this fourth down play, an opportunity for us to break away. Rockets lead by 21 late in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Well, we understand that, Chuck, as a result of communication from other people in West Central and Southwestern Ohio, heavy electrical storms south of Dayton, taking teams off the field at various sites east of Cincinnati and as near as Miamisburg, where the Vikings were ahead by a score of 17-14 midway fourth quarter against Olentangy, and that game may not be resumed.
Better them than us.
Yes. Here's a deep drop by the quarterback for Anna on 4th and 10. End zone, nearly a circus catch, but an even better defensive play by Brookville, which knocks it out of the hands of Leininger. Wow, that was a terrific throw by Bixler, hitting Leininger on a deep post 8 yards deep in the end zone. It looked like he was going to be able to clutch it. Standout defensive play. Let's give credit where it was due.
Dominic.
It was Dominic.
Yep. Number 17.
Oh, he got his hands on it. He's had a dynamite game for Brookville here tonight. It's a very entertaining game. Dominic, just a sophomore. He's got a lot of really good football ahead of him. Now, Brookville takes over. That's one of the very few times tonight Anna has been denied points on an offensive possession. Just over three to play. The difference is 21. And just as I start talking about storms to the south of Dayton in southern Montgomery
cool
County
breeze in there.
And in eastern Hamilton County, east of Cincinnati, we feel a cool breeze coming up from the south, like there might be a storm not too far away from us. Brookville facing a 2nd and 10 after an incompletion. We knew there was a chance of storms, thought maybe they might hold off till after midnight.
Yeah, there's nothing close to us.
Nothing close to us, but it looks like...
You can see where down Cincinnati, that
area. Oh, yeah, south of Dayton, Hamilton County, being bombarded. Second team offensive unit now in for Brookville with 2:38 to go. And that's a nice move by Brookville head coach Mike Hetrick. There's no reason to risk injury at this point. You might as well give your reserve players some field time.
Well, these kids practice just as hard as the starters.
Well said, Chuck. These young men practice just as hard as the starters do. So give them a look-see and a blowout. And Brookville, after coming from behind to win game one, 26-22 over Tri-County North, will lose this game and be even up at 1-1. Fenwick beat Anna week one. Rockets were thumped 42-27, but are winning tonight 48-27. Rockets have given up 69 points in 2 weeks, so if you were to ask Nick Marino what is there to work on this week in practice, I'm sure he's going to say, run defense wasn't very good against Fenwick. A little bit better against Brookville. Still not good enough.
It was a little bit better, but Brookville, especially in the first half, moved the ball throwing it. They were pretty balanced.
Yep.
Second half, they've been kind of under the gun to try to come back in the game, so they've had to switch up their offensive plays. It's not the same team. They didn't have the luxury of being able to run the ball at them in the second half.
No. Anna threw it 15 times week one. in the first half threw it seven or eight times. Chuck, you get the feel that Bart Bixler, the quarterback, is comfortable either way, running or throwing.
I'm impressed with the young man.
We are down to 1 minute left to go in the fourth quarter, 48-27 in favor of Anna. Brookville electing to throw on fourth and five up the right sideline. It is busted up at the 42. Anna will take over as the Blue Devils on that series of play had its second team offense in. Anna will now run out the clock. Brookville, three timeouts left. Blue Devils won't use any of those three.
You wouldn't think.
No. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. We salute them all. In Rushi, the Jewelry Barn. Also, big shout-outs in Rushi to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to them, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn is mentioned also in Rushi. The gem of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn, it will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include eight divisions now. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. It's all academic now. Anna goes to a knee, under 40 seconds to go in the game. Rockets will win it 48-27. Our anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in West Central Ohio, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Also, gratitude to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. And the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Chuck, thoughts from you and your Clancy Stars of this game?
Well, I think that Anna's got a good football team. They ran into a buzzsaw last week. Played a pretty good Brookville team tonight and put a lot of points on the board. Defense is where they need to shore up a little bit. But my Clancy's players of the game, and I went with three. I went with Bart Bixler, offensively just outstanding. I went with Isaac Leininger. I thought he was outstanding defensively. And then Will Luthman had a touchdown on an interception. Played the offensive tackle. He was terrific, too. So those are your three Clancy's players of the game.
Now you're so right, Chuck. The Rockets rolled up 48 points. Defense directly attributed to 14 of those. In fact, the defense got stronger and stronger as the game went on. Yeah, Anna rolled up seven touchdowns. Defense played exceedingly well, especially in that second half. And as you mentioned, Will Luthman, Bart Bixler, and Isaac Leininger are your Clancy Stars of the game. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Oh, what a game. Rockets win it 48-27. Anna now vaults to 1-1 on the year. Brookville losing is 1-1. Rockets' next game on the road at New Bremen. That's next Friday evening. Meanwhile, the Brookville Blue Devils are home next week. In fact, it's the home opener for the Blue Devils, who began the campaign with two road contests. Dixie is at Brookville next Friday night. Blue Devils now also 1-1 on the season. Last we heard, Fort Loramie trouncing Madeira. Miami East over Lehman Catholic easily. Troy was winning.
Piqua was winning.
Piqua was at Elima Senior fairly late in that game.
Versailles.
Versailles was victorious over Delphus Jefferson late in that contest. And here tonight, Anna triumphant over Brookville by 21. Next week, we will speak to you from Fort Loramie, Covington Buccaneers, against the Fort Loramie Redskins in a very key cross-county conference game next Friday night. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Anna at Booster Field, where the Rockets have defeated Brookville by a final score of 48-27.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.